Let's take this last segment of the day to spend together in this beautiful place of deep receiving. So just take a breath in. And gently close your eyes and just let your body settle. All that you've heard, all that you've received, all that you've done today. Let it be a part of you now, a part of your memory that keeps building, a part of your awareness that is new. And let that build from a beautiful, quiet point inside your heart where it can just be in that place of I am, in that place of knowing, in that place of perfection and wholeness that resides within you right now. And that this moment is the perfect moment for that. And as you let that moment expand inside of your heart, you can feel the gifts in there that you've received this weekend and the gifts that you take with you to share in the world from that quiet, soft place inside your heart, that place of love and inner knowing, that place of compassion, and that place of allowing Spirit, the divine, the entourage, Kryon, to be a part of you, a part of your consciousness that moves you through the world. That it moves from a deep place of honoring inside you. And with each breath, you take that love and bring it from your heart to the one heart where it is multiplied and received in the world by many, by all, by the all that is.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. What you see here as you listen, as you watch, some of you, is admittedly beyond that which you would expect in the reality that you live in when you're not in this room. The very fact that you have come here collectively to watch this, to feel the energy, says that it is not necessarily something that you see all the time. Or perhaps you expect something different. Perhaps you're hanging on the words to find something special. The channelings that are at the end of these days with this kind of workshop are different. Because we talk about who's in the room. Sometimes the room is those who are listening later for you, now for me. It's more of a personal channel than that which is information which we would list as we have done before. And so we go right to the point. What happens when you leave? When the channel is over, if you're listening to this later, And you get up out of your chair and you go wherever it is that you go. What happens? Right now in this room, there is an entourage, and we've talked about it before. We invite you to discern that there is one. We invite you to discern that this channeling is not my partner talking. We invite you to discern the love of God, Spirit, whatever you wish to say. This is the energy that has taught with the masters of this planet over and over. Through major cultures and minor ones, through the ancients and the indigenous, through the energy of Gaia and more. This is what is taught in this time. But what happens when you leave? The linearity of your minds and that which you call real life causes a diminishing in energy when you're not in a group. The entourage is here and it's precious, and we invite you to feel the energy of this entourage. Group, there are those here today in front of me collectively that create a certain consciousness, an attribute of what happens when Merkabahs intertwine. You're all sitting in each other's energy and it creates a larger energy. And then you go home. Some of you will go home with the others you came from. Many will go home alone. There may be family at home, but you really go home alone. And when you get there, what do? How real is this later? No matter what we do right now, no matter what we discuss and what we talk about, I said this before for years. This is the part where you sit and I sit and there's a love exchange together, where some of you can actually feel the creative source and know you're okay. Some are healed in these meetings because collectively, because there is this attribute of togetherness, it creates an energy that allows healing. Do you really have to come to a meeting to get this? I want to say something. I want to say welcome to the new earth, where any one of you can go home and create the entourage. Any one of you. I want to tell you, I double dare you. My partner's words. To become the master that you are. The masters who walked the planet did not walk in a group. They walked alone. And what they carried was everything. Alone. And if you wanted to know what was going on in many of their minds as human beings, there was doubt. There was shock and surprise sometimes at what happened around them and the reactions to them, but they were self-sufficient in their love. They knew who they were, and that alone created an entourage. They walked from place to place, and the people who saw them walk there said, "This is different." Perhaps you heard the reports that even the animals knew it was different. And this is where you're going. There is an eventuality, a potential. The snowball is rolling. That every single old soul, every human being who awakens to their own greater power will start to change chemically. The DNA will start to enhance itself physically, There will be more awareness inside, and you're going to last longer. You're going to have revelations by yourself of who you are. And the biggest issues will be things like self-responsibility, awareness of situations you're in that you shouldn't necessarily be in, not in order to let yourself grow. Some of you know very well what I'm talking about. And growth also creates some uncomfortable times. But the masters had them as well. What are you going to do when you go home? Let me ask you a question. Is this meeting a crutch for you? Do you have to come to a meeting like this in order to feel the euphoria of the love of God? Or can you walk out of this place standing tall and say, I can create this in a closet? Now here's the next question. You're with others and they're not of like mind. Can you create it then? Can you walk this euphoric way with spirit inside you, giving you right what you might feel now, and be with others who don't agree and are giving you a bad time? What's going to happen when you leave here? Today, there were questions, there were an attempt at answers, and almost uniformly, all over the planet, the questions to channelers, to teachers, to spirit itself are all the same. And the questions have to do with what, where, how, when, and why. It's almost like every single one of you needs to understand the mechanics of everything esoteric in order to take the next step. And that's human nature. And I'm going to say this, I'll say it again. Why do you do that? Is it really, really necessary? Dear ones, I give you the example yet again. You have a machine called the human body. It's a chemical machine. It gets you from A to B, birth to death. And it operates by itself without you thinking much about it. It's designed that way. And you work this machine during your life, and as you grow up, you learn about it. Some of you are able to control it by the health that you put into it, by the food and all of the other things that you put into it. And that's about it. That's about it. Your consciousness, as you've discovered, can alter it, can make it last longer. But it operates by itself. Do you really have to be a physician and study every piece and part to walk from A to B? And the answer is no. You get into the automobile, and it gets you from A to B. And you never, ever think to yourself, I must understand the workings of the internal combustion engine in order to get to A to B. Ever, you never, because it simply works. Now I'm going to say this yet again. The awakening process of the human being that is spiritual and filled with purpose in this age has automatic mechanics that work within you. As you're aware of shift and change, Spirit is working with you. How many of you are aware of what happens when you awaken at 3 a.m? And there are many of you who do. And do you wake up and wring your hands and go, "What do you want?" Or do you have the balance to raise your hand and say, "Thank you, Spirit, for keeping me awake. Because I recognize I'm being worked on. There's things that need repair and help. There are things that need to be enhancing. I don't have to know what they are. Thank you." You see, it's a system that is designed to work in an old soul by itself. If you open the door, light is coming in, and you don't have to analyze the waveform of it. You don't have to measure the door. You don't have to know why. You really don't. Instead, dear human being, I want you to feel it. It's either appropriate or it's not. That's what free choice is about. Is it fearful? Does it feel good or not? Discernment is not about the minutiae of how it works, how long it's going to take, and where it's going. The old soul is beginning to awaken to a bigger purpose and idea. That these things come along when they should. And the more calm you are about all of them, the better they're going to work. But they're going to be stopped if you start to analyze what, why, where, who, and when. It's just going to be stopped. Because those answers, dear ones, are not available in a linear way. You all have fallen in love, all of you, whether it's with another human being, whether it's with a master, whether it's with an animal, and it's palatable, it's beautiful, it changes your chemistry. You look at each other, human beings, in your eyes, and you're in love. And I've said this before, do you then stop and analyze it? Do you say, "Well, what's happening? I can't fall in love unless I know the minutiae of it." You don't. Of course you don't. Of course you don't. You enjoy it. You fall into each other's arms and you enjoy it. And there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. God is in love with you. And there's nothing like it. And I want to invite you to fall into the arms of that which is already inside you called the higher self, which has the creative energy of the love of God. You fall in love and stop asking why or when or how. There are answers, basic answers about the shift of the planet, where you're going, what really truly is happening. It's about an ascended human race, human by human, case by case, thinking differently on a pathway that is of a higher vibration. The result, longer life, peace on earth. We've said it before. But dear ones, this is a metaphysical, esoteric principle you're getting from A to B. It's way too complex for you to put it in a box, especially the box of 3D. And there are those who will leave here. And when they walk out the door, everything that was here stays here. Because you just didn't get it. That everything that is taught here is you. It's not from the one on the stage. It's available inside you. Tonight, before you go to sleep, I invite you to retire into a room that's yours only. And I want you to think upon these things. You might even raise your arm and say, "Dear Spirit, if you're there, show me. And you're going to get chills. You'll feel, even your eyes are closed, that perhaps a light is bright and shining on the top of your head. And the higher self is going to wink at you and said, it's about time you ask. And you can carry that light everywhere you go. By yourself, alone. If you are fortunate enough to have a partner or family members or associate that feels the same as you do, now you're a group. It carries even more power, for where there are two or more, it's exponential. But dear ones, it starts with you. Do you dare ask the question, dear spirit, what is it I need to know? And you won't get a voice. You won't get handwriting on the wall. You'll get guidance, intuition, and love. This is the new human being. The one who accepts something that is complex, that affects their lives, their emotion, everything, and they don't understand it. But they don't have to. Because the design is that this dear one is going to get you from A to B without you knowing why. Can you do that? Discern it with your emotional heart. If you need to analyze it from a point of correctness of feeling. Don't analyze it from what you've been taught it should be, or what normally happens, or what you think happens. There is not one of you who really knows what happens, not even the one in the chair. Everything we have given you is extremely simple, because that's where you are right now. You're in a simple place with simple concepts, working a simple puzzle that is enormously complex, just like the engine of your car. It's going to get you there if you let it. Do not fear the love of the creative source in your life. Maybe it's time you heard that. When you leave this place and you go home, what's going to happen? The ones listening to this when you get up out of the chair and go in the other room and you're done listening to the channel of Kryon, are you going to take this with you, or are you going to shut it off? My partner calls it throwing the switch. You live a life, you go to a building and you worship, you dress for it, you come home, you live your life. A and B. And it's time that stopped. I want you to leave this place differently than you came. The entourage is making a lot of noise right now. You can't really hear it with your ears, but you can feel it with your heart. You are known by God, by name. It's time you left and knew that. Climb into the closet and be known by God, by name, with a light shining on your head. That's the message for today. It'll be the message as long as I'm here. And so it is.